Today's way, number 15, the Mishnah, the oral law, follows on yesterday's way, the written law. Both are instructions from God about how to live. No one ever said it was easy to be a Jew. Many other beliefs don't even have one law, we have two. But why two? Why isn't one law enough? If we examine the written law, the oral law, we find that they focus on very different necessities for our growth. From the written law, the Tanakh, we learn all the basic principles of Jewish belief. From the Chumash, we learn that there is a God who created us and loves us. We see that he runs the world. We see that he chose the Jewish people as his people and gave us his Torah in order to direct us. We can appreciate the goal of the Jewish people to build a Beit HaMikdash, to bring God into the world. From the prophets, we see how the Jewish people lived or didn't live with what they were supposed to do. We see God's reaction to it, both in word and in actions. We can see his commitment to us, but also we see that his commitment includes tough love when necessary to get us back on track. From the writings, Ketuvim, we appreciate deeper aspects of our relationship to God. Tehillim teaches us how to emotionally relate to God. Job teaches us what suffering is about. Each book is an advanced course on an idea about life we need to understand. The written Torah gives us the big picture. That is important. Human beings need to know what the purpose of life is and where they fit in. What it doesn't do is tell us how we can live with our purpose in this world from day to day, month to month, year to year. From the written Torah, we learn we have to keep Shabbos, but not how to keep Shabbos. What constitutes tefillin, how to kosher slaughter animals, that the esrog is the beautiful fruit we are commanded to pick up in Sukkot, and the details of every mitzvah are only in the oral law. Knowing what to do to put the Torah into effect is crucial to being able to live according to God's plan. Understanding the purpose of life is necessary, but only when that purpose is reflected in concrete actions does the body feel the need to change. That is why other religions like Christianity and Islam that came out of Judaism adopted many of the ideas about God from the written Torah, but didn't want the mitzvot of the oral Torah. They liked the philosophy, but they didn't want to change. The oral law had to be much vaster than the written law because all the daily aspects of our lives are much more extensive than the ideas that motivate our actions. In addition, although fundamental principles don't change, they need to be applied in different circumstances. For example, we know from the written law that murder is wrong, but is brain death death? Are you killing someone if you turn off a respirator? When you turn on an electric light that was only possible 100 years ago, are you breaking Shabbos? These and many other ideas need to be dealt with in the oral law. Not only that, but we lose some clarity in every generation that we don't bring Mashiach. We need the rabbis to intervene and create the rabbinic laws that help us deal with that decline. Those laws also become part of the oral Torah. Because of this, the task of knowing the oral law is immense. At a minimum, it involves knowing a Talmud that takes 7 years to learn superficially doing a page every day. It involves four sections of Shulchan Aruch with its commentaries. But Rabbi Tarfon in Pirkei Avos says, "It is not upon you to finish the work, but you aren't free to excuse yourself from it." He was speaking about the oral law, not the much less extensive written law, which can be known by every Jew. We need to start by making a plan how we can learn the oral Torah, even though we may never finish. It isn't the same plan for everybody. Some people can do Daf Yomi with the art scrolls, some can do Mishnah. Dirshu is a good way to learn Jewish law, and a few minutes every day adds up to a tremendous amount over a few years. But you can study the Rambam's Mishnah Torah now in a good English translation with a commentary, or you can read through all the mitzvahs in the Sefer Hinuch in translation, or study Pirkei Avot in the many books available. Since the oral law is the interface of your beliefs and your actions, any action you do based on the oral law will change you as a person. In addition, you can use it as a research tool to expand your understanding of an issue. The oral law teaches you how to get shalom bayit, how to run your business and what to avoid, how far you can go to save your life, and when you have to die for what you believe in, and even how to decide that the Mashiach is here when he arrives. The work is endless, the possibilities for growth are immense. May we know as much of the oral Torah as we can, and may it continue to add meaning to our lives.